From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Both U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov agree they will continue to work toward a diplomatic solution to achieve a denuclearized Korean peninsula. In the meantime, the U.S. Treasury Department has announced that it has imposed sanctions on two North Korean officials for their role in Pyongyang's ballistic missile program. Reuters' Ryan Brooks has more.
The two men it targeted are among the favorites of leader Kim Jong-un and top experts in making the North's weapons. A Treasury report says one of the men, Kim Jong-sik, is a major figure in Pyongyang's efforts to switch its missiles from liquid to solid fuel, which helps make launch pads more mobile, while Ri Pyeong-chol is a key player in advancing the North's ICBM program. Photos and TV footage show both acting casual around Supreme Leader Kim, where most senior aides would keep their distance. However, these restrictions are largely symbolic. They only block both of them from property under U.S. reach and forbid dealings with U.S. citizens.
A U.S. federal court Wednesday charged a fourth suspect in a human trafficking scheme that promised teenage workers an education and easy jobs on an egg farm. U.S. Border Patrol agents arrested Pablo Duran Ramirez Saturday as he tried to cross into the United States from Mexico. Three others have already been sentenced for 4 to 15 years in prison for their part in that scheme. Ramirez allegedly joined the three others in recruiting minors in Guatemala to come to the United States, promising them a chance to go to the school and earn money working for Trillium Farms, an egg farm in Ohio. The teenagers were smuggled into the U.S. This is VOA.